This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Tell everyone I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place, for the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
Hello everybody, and welcome to another hour of What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Hey, thank you for that. We appreciate you very much listening to the program. A couple of ways for you to join us. You can call us and weigh in right here on the program, 701-271-1100. You can text us, 701-237-1590, 701-237-1590. Simple as that. Texter says, you know, they can call the elections a state issue, but I'm sick and tired of six states being so crooked and controlling my vote for president. They're dancing around an issue. Bill Barr did nothing, and he knew about the corruption. That's been proven. All right. Keep those comments coming. 701-237-1590. Mike Lindell will join us at the bottom of the hour. We'll talk a little bit about giveaway of towels and pillows and all kinds of goodies down in Florida. Benevolence from Mike Lindell and the MyPillow team. So,
and if anybody has a Dominion machine update, an election update, it's Mike.
That'd be the guy.
He'd be the guy.
He'd be the guy.
We'll see where we're at.
Exactly right. We're joined now by Carla Sands of the America First Policy Institute, political commentator, former U.S. Ambassador to the Kingdom of Denmark. How are you, Carla?
Hey, Scott. I'm good. How are you? I hear it's snowing in Fargo this morning.
Yeah, you know, I would say that technically you could say it snowed, but it's like one of those snows that disappears the second it hits the ground.
Wow, but it's still early. I'm in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, and it's sunny and getting chillier, but I'm so happy to talk to you and your listeners about what's going on, and especially about that sham trial, the kangaroo court, that didn't really have real Republicans on it. It wasn't any kind of a real commission, and an unfair, one-sided investigation. But that seems like how the Democrats are rolling these days.
Yeah, no kidding. And unfortunately, Liz Cheney is part of that as well, lending a little bit of, at least the Democrats would argue, credibility to that that whole fiasco. And again, this is pretty basic common sense that says if you're going to adjudicate some particular issue, you're going to hear from people on all sides. And that one has been pretty much a one-sided sham, hasn't it?
It certainly has been. And I don't think the American people really care about this. When I talk to folks across the country, I hear them talking about how they're struggling to put gas in the gas tank, food on the table, and afford child care and utilities because everything has skyrocketed. The inflation has skyrocketed because of the very bad Biden policies and all of his reckless spending of our money.
I don't think Benny Thompson agrees with you. Let's play this and give you a chance to respond to it, Carla.
He is the one person at the center of the story of what happened on January 6th. So we want to hear from him. There's precedent in American history for Congress to compel the testimony of a president. There's also precedent for presidents to provide testimony and documentary evidence to congressional investigators. We also recognize that a subpoena to a former president is a serious and extraordinary action. That's why we want to take this step in full view of the American people.
There it is. The American people. In full view. Unprecedented. Historic.
What do you...
Where's the words?
What do you make of that?
Well, it is historic, but it's also despicable because this is just another partisan investigation, just like the Russia hoax was completely partisan and trumped up with the Hillary Clinton campaign working with the FBI and our formerly great DOJ, and the impeachments that followed. I mean, if Trump had done what Biden just did, threatening Saudi Arabia to pump more to help him during the elections, because the Saudis just disclosed it, you know, that's absolutely an impeachable offense. And there it is. And Trump, they had hearings around President Trump with much less. It was actually an innocent request. So, you know, the American people, they're upset that the border's wide open. Chad Wolf, President Trump's former Homeland Security Secretary, just said the cartels control our border, and they made $13 billion last year. So we have bigger fish to fry than what this committee is doing. What they're trying to do is prevent Donald Trump from running for president ever again and from being president ever again. So you can see the one thing they're worried about is the most effective president in my lifetime, and I'm a Reagan Republican.
That must mean what the word secure means now. Because is the border secure? They won't answer, but the secure must mean cartels make billions. Border secure. Yeah. Thumbs up. Unreal.
Yeah. We badly need a strong Republican America First leadership. So I hope your listeners will make sure that they, not only do they vote for people who share their values in this upcoming election, but talk to their friends at work or at church or their mom's group, and really even the people that are reluctant, tell them this is something we have to do to save our country. So even if you don't, your favorite candidate didn't win, or you don't like the candidate that stands for most of your values, that's who you have to vote for. And I really hope that they'll do that. And they can find me at America First Policy Institute, and I'll actually be doing a woman's forum down in Tampa later this month. So I'm so happy to talk to you and your listeners today, Scott.
Well, we're glad to have you, that's for sure. And struggling with the idea that you can have a committee hearing on somebody's state of mind without any testimony from the individual themselves. It just...
I'd like to have a state of mind on Biden, actually, on the quality of his mind.
Why don't,
cognitive test.
That'd be a good committee hearing in Washington,
right?
D.C. Yeah.
You know, the rapidly rising...
The thing.
The thing.
Yeah. Exactly right. But this is a kangaroo court.
It is a kangaroo court, unprecedented in the history of our country, and truly, truly despicable. But Republicans can't just keep being the nice guys and gals that they've been being over the decades, going along to get along with these Democrats. They're not our moms and dads Democrat Party. This is absolutely socialist, and I would say some are full-blown communists, like the guy running in Pennsylvania for the Senate, and they want to fundamentally change our country, like Obama said years ago, and they are succeeding. And so we need people who are going to be on the offense in elected office, but also we as voters need to hold our elected officials accountable and press them to do the right thing and not to go along to get along, as so many have done.
Yeah, and if we don't, nobody will, because it seems as though Republicans don't play play the game, is the term I'm going to use, to the extent the Democrats do they?
No, and we need to become a little smarter on how we operate politically in the United States, because we're losing. There are more of us than them, but they are united in changing us into, I mean, look how they're indoctrinating our little kids now. It's not just the college. I have a daughter in college, and I mean, it's all about racism. It's, they put race and gender bias and all kinds of really garbage into every part of the curriculum now. It's not like when I went to school and you learned facts and you became the best person you could be. They're trying to turn every young person into an Antifa, and they're indoctrinating them, and it's absolutely despicable what they're doing. And we need Republican governors and senators to defund these colleges that are putting anti-American and really racist curriculum in the schools and make them behave. The only thing that matters is money talk. If you pull that funding, guess what will happen? Just like if you create competition in the schools and these public schools that aren't teaching our children the excellent, giving them the excellent education that we got when we were kids. If you give competition with private schools and give the parents the power, you will have better schools, and these teachers' unions will stop misbehaving.
Spot on.
Hold that thought. Carla Sands back with more with her after this short timeout on What's on Your Mind.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
Ask a local farmer in Fargo or the Mandan area about High Plains Apache, and one consistent word you'll hear from all of them is local. There's something to be said about being local. Locally owned, locally serviced, High Plains Apache is the dependable company, selling and servicing crop sprayers with the parts you need and having an answer to all your questions. And all this local has a worldwide webpage, highplainsapache.com, highplainsapache.com.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Beverly, wake up, stand up, let's elevate America. Join me at ndflagpoleguy.com and our patriots in raising America to a level of excellence. Strength through peace and love will be our creed. Let us return to the basics of what has made our country great. Accountability to a creator, ourselves, and those in our lives is vitally important to a civil, free country. I'm Jim, I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, and thank you.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Left with the Vice Chair of the Center for Energy and Climate at America First Policy Institute, Carla Sands, with us today on the program. Gave you out a couple questions.
I would just, Carla, like your take on being, you know, with energy and climate, hearing people like Gavin Newsom say we have 13 years before you can't buy a fossil fuel vehicle in California, and some of this weighing on some of this climate nonsense that seems to be so far gone. And listening to people talk about this thing without doing any research or any kind of having any knowledge about it, to me, it makes my head want to explode. But I'd like your take on some of it.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. And it's not just California. Just for your radar, there are a bunch of states in the East and Northeast that signed on to California's agreement. Virginia is one. Pennsylvania is one. I think Governor Youngkin in Virginia is trying to unwind that. We need good, common sense Republican governors to be elected so that this thing gets killed. These are not electric cars. They're battery powered cars, and they are charged by electricity. And right now, in some places, it's as expensive to charge your car with electricity as it is to fill the tank. And you saw Gavin Newsom said, well, our grid can't handle charging cars right now. Just like a week and a half ago, don't charge your car between, I think it was like 3 and 9 or 10 p.m. When do you think people get home from work and charge their car for the next day?
No.
Unbelievable. So,
you made a great point. I said it this morning. I said these are, they call them EVs. These are not electric vehicles. They run on electricity from a charged battery.
And the battery is often made by slaves in communist China, Uyghur slaves. And also, there's a lot of pollution around making these batteries, and they take a lot of rare earth minerals that have to be mined in a really dirty way. And so it's actually cleaner to harvest American energy from the ground under our feet and refine it here. We do it cleaner than anywhere in the world, put it in pipes under the ground and move it around our country and be energy independent again, like we were under President Trump. It's unconscionable that the Biden administration from day one has attempted to hamstring and really wind down our fossil fuel industry when we know that American energy is clean. And even right here where I am in Pennsylvania, we have enough gas under our feet to power the entire country for over 300 years. I like that green transition. For me, that feels good because we don't even know what kind of energy is going to be invented over the next 10, 20, 30 years. You couldn't have imagined, you know, so many of the innovations, a phone in our hands. You know, 40 years ago, we could only dream of such a thing. So American ingenuity is so amazing and powerful, but we want to develop and produce our own energy here and then sell some to our allies and partners in Europe so that they're not, you know, freezing to death in the winter when they're choosing not to buy Russian gas.
And it's not just China either. I mean, research the Congo and the mining of cobalt and the child slave labor they're using in Congo to mine cobalt. It's atrocious.
It is atrocious. These little kids are going down in those mines. And, you know, but if we mine in the United States, because we have so many regulations, we need common sense regulations, we need to protect our environment. But how much cleaner to do it here than to do it somewhere else in the world? For instance, I hear Biden is going to try to buy, believe it or not, energy from Venezuela rather than produce more here at home. Mm. And energy produced in Venezuela is 7 times dirtier than when we produce it here in the United States. And if you see what he's doing to energy by restricting our growth, or the speed of our growth, it's causing the cost of fertilizer to skyrocket. Farmers are being hurt. All this Green New Deal stuff that he's been pushing and that was packed into that so-called Inflation Reduction Act, that was just a big Green New Deal slush fund for him to give new Solyndra-type deals to all his buddies that helped him get elected. This is more corruption in Washington. And so we want to protect our farmers, our ranchers, our small business and large business people here in the United States so that we have more prosperity. We see what's happening right now. We're on the wrong track. If you think about the employment under President Trump, you think about the low inflation, the secure border, peace around the world. That's what leading with America First looks like. And that's what leading peace through strength, like Ronald Reagan said, looks like. And that's what we need to get back to.
Boy, do we ever. Carla Sands, Vice Chair of the Center for Energy and Climate at America First Policy Institute. Thank you so much for your time today. We appreciate you.
Thank you, gentlemen. God bless. But
I think I want to see her name on a ballot sometime soon.
Former ambassador to the Kingdom of Denmark. Yeah, exactly right. Making a whole lot of sense there for sure. I have some tickets to give away, Kev.
I heard that.
You ready for that?
UND?
UNPAC? UND Hockey, Ralph Engelstad Arena, 7 o'clock tonight, 6 o'clock tomorrow night. So we have two pair for today. We'll start there. 271-1100.
You got to use them, though.
Of course.
Make sure they go to use. 701-271-1100.
We have them here at the studio. You pick them up and you head to the game tonight and enjoy.
Studio in Fargo.
Exactly right. 7 o'clock tonight, 6 o'clock tomorrow night. So call us now, 271-1100. 271-1100. We have two pair of tickets for tonight's game. Okay?
All right. Pick a couple numbers. What do you think? 6 and 7?
You decide.
All right, we'll go 6 and 7.
All right.
Caller 6 and 7, 701-271-1100. Right now, if you can use them and you want to go to UND Hockey tonight at the Ralph against Quinnipiac, pair each.
And as soon as Kevin has doled out those lucky tickets, we'll give out a pair for tomorrow night. That'll be a 6 o'clock game with Quinnipiac at Ralph Engelstad Arena as well. So. Nice little run of home games here. Manitoba, a couple with Holy Cross last weekend, Quinnipiac this weekend, and then they head to Minnesota. They're off to Minnesota. Take on the Golden Gophers, 21st and 22nd of October. At
I got him.
Mario Chirino. Okay, you got your winners?
Yep. I got Jim is on, and then Mike is on here. Mike, you can go to the game tonight?
I can.
All right, we're going to send you north to Ralph Engelstad Arena, okay?
Awesome.
All right, hang tight there.
All right, buddy, don't go anywhere. And then Jim's right here. Jim, you can use those tickets?
Yes, I can.
All right.
All right, way to go. Congratulations, sir.
Okay, where do I pick them up? Our studio?
Yep, hang on. I'll get you all the details, and we'll get her done.
All right, you want to give away the other pair right now?
Give it a minute. My lines are lit, so we'll do them here in just a few minutes.
All right. You go ahead and take care of those lucky winners, and we're going to chat with Michael Lindell coming up here in a little bit. Mike and the team from MyPillow were down in Florida, the heaviest hit areas on the devastation there recently, and have some nice giveaways, which is wonderful. We'll talk to Mike a little bit about that. Update his efforts on all fronts when we come back. And we got one pair of tickets for tomorrow night's game with Quinnipiac at the Ralph Engelstad Arena. 6:07 start tomorrow night. We'll do that when we come back, okay? After a short timeout. 28 past the hour. Don't go away. They call it the Golden State. Now, California leads the nation in homelessness and crime, while businesses and taxpayers are fleeing. And the woke agenda is so bad, they're pushing it for non-citizens to sit on juries and kids as young as 16 to vote. And even liberal Governor Gavin Newsom may run for president. Now, Rob Schmidt goes to California to expose the madness. All this week, he's in Los Angeles telling the truth about California's dangerous ways and how it could infect America and your state. So watch Rob Schmidt tonight. On Newsmax, 6 p.m. Central. Millions are tuning in to Rob and Newsmax for the news they can trust. Find Newsmax on all major cable systems. If they don't carry it, call them and demand Newsmax. Millions have made the switch to Newsmax. Tune in for Rob Schmidt tonight and make the switch to Newsmax and watch Rob Schmidt tonight. Remember, Newsmax is real news for real people. You won't look back.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Deputy Secretary of the Russian Security Council told reporters Thursday that NATO membership for a Ukrainian state would trigger World War III. This as his country continues to bomb Ukrainian residential neighborhoods. The mostly partisan January 6th committee voted on Thursday to issue a symbolic subpoena to President Trump to testify. The committee is expected to dissolve at the end of the year, making it largely symbolic. President Trump questioned the committee's timing, saying, "Why didn't they ask him months ago to testify?" At least five people were killed, including an off-duty Raleigh, North Carolina police officer. An underage child has been arrested. Officers were working at least four separate crime scenes. Raleigh Mayor Mary Ann Baldwin, Thursday night.
At this time, what we can report is that RPD has confirmed five fatalities. One of them was an off-duty Raleigh police officer.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
We had about three seasons in about the last 15 minutes here.
What is going on? It looked like some kind of a bad TV feed or something looking out that window.
Yeah, it did.
And a snow squall just came through in the Fargo studios. Yeah.
Very odd. All right. One more pair of tickets to give away.
Let's do it. Yeah, it's for tomorrow night, right?
This is tomorrow night.
Quinnipiac at the Ralph, UND Hockey, 6 o'clock face-off?
Yes, exactly right.
All right, 701-271-1100. You pick a number this time.
We'll take caller 3.
All right.
Ooh, quick right on the draw.
Right on the draw.
Quick on the draw. 271-1100. 271-1100. Caller number 3. A pair of tickets for you for tomorrow night, UND Hockey. Playing Quinnipiac this weekend. So, and nothing like the Ralph. Nothing like the Ralph. It's one of the greatest hockey venues in the country, and certainly, I would argue, college hockey, you don't get any better than that. You just don't. It is absolutely the best. All right. Mike Lindell, MyPillow founder, just back from Florida and taking care of some of the folks hardest hit by the hurricane down there. Kev, can you turn Mike up? Hey, Mike, how are you?
Doing great, Scott. Thanks for having me on.
So how was it in Florida?
Oh, it was just a blessing to be able to give. And we brought down all over 10,000 pillows, blankets, Bible pillows for the children, and we started out in the morning around 5 a.m., 5:30, and I was working with Samaritan's Purse. They're always so awesome. And they started out with our prayer groups, and then we went down neighborhood to neighborhood. That was interesting. This time we really didn't have a where they came to a distribution point. We brought the stuff to them, which was a little different than the other hurricane stuff that we've done in the past. And that was really, you got to right in the middle of not only the hope that all the fixing they're doing, but to see the devastation was just incredible.
Describe it. What'd you see?
Well, it was just the one trailer, just every trailer. You couldn't find one that wasn't damaged, and that was, and then there are just piles of stuff from up and down all the roads. Not just there, but in other neighborhoods too, where all their stuff's just ruined from water damage. And I don't think you realize how fast when these things happen, all the stuff that does get ruined, you're going, well, gee, that would be salvaged. And then you look at it, it's just piles of it almost looks like insurmountable, the stuff that it could take months and months, but These guys, they're pretty good at this American First and these other groups. Just amazing. They were already working on the carpentry, bar fixing out buildings and houses and trailers. But the people were so, you had 98%, you know, just so grateful, and that everyone, and then you had a couple small percentage was, you know, where's the help? And when you show up, because there must have been some that showed up and then they felt abandoned, or they felt that they, I guess a lot of them felt it dies in the news, and therefore there's less volunteers or less people helping. And, which is, there's a lot of truth to that, Scott. I think that, you know, you have that, and everyone that seems, when you don't see it in the news right away anymore, you think, oh, well, they fixed that quick, you know. But it'll take, it's going to take, you know, months. I don't know. It could take, I guess, I don't know, years. You know, I don't know. But I do know, like, the airport, you can't, it still doesn't have the, you can only fly 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. because of the, the lights. So.
Wow.
A lot of electrical stuff to fix, and I think that must have been the cell phone towers that knocked down or something too, or something to do with phones, because none of the GPS systems weren't working on any of the phones with anybody.
I imagine, though, just being there and, you know, bringing hope is something that people appreciate. Glad you're there, right?
Yeah, I was, you know, what's really amazing was, we went through a whole Hispanic neighborhood, and they were just, a lot of them, you know, we had an interpreter, and they were coming up to me. I mean, I would say 80% of them were asking about the country, and, you know, for me to not give up, and that they were, you know, they were talking about, you know, our elections, the stuff that's going on with the gas and everything else that was, what is the manifestation of a stolen election? I was kind of surprised at that. Here they are in the midst of all their physical belongings getting completely demolished, and then they're still encouraging me to not give up on what I've been doing with election crime and the elections. That was the Hispanic community mostly. I mean, it was one after another. Then they, you know, they wanted pictures but it was hope for our country. I mean, through all that, and then there were guys that I met at this family in a restaurant that had been hit pretty hard, and they, I forget what country they were from, but they were from a communist country, and they're so afraid of that it's coming here because of where we're at right now at this moment in time. And they said the same thing. They were encouraging me. I was very glad I went down there, because you know, it's a blessing to be able to give, and it just these people are very courageous down there.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing when you think about it. Everything they've been through, and they're right back to the issues and encouraging you to keep fighting. I love that story.
Yeah, it was pretty amazing. And then I was just out too, when you talk about the election and you know, the election coming up and everything, I was just out in California, in Northern California, in a town called Eureka. Anybody out there, if you want to look at the news there, put Mike Lindell, Eureka. That was all over the news because I had gone, and the economy is so bad. Their gas is $7.30 a gallon. And I met so many of the townspeople, but I ate in a Mexican restaurant there, one of the restaurants, and they took pictures of me, and they put it up on their social media and their bulletin board or whatever inside the restaurant, and they were attacked by bots and trolls, and even some real people that are cowards that call in and, you know, why are you posting a picture of Mike Lindell? But if you read it, the restaurant owner, when she found out about it, she just... stuck up for, you know, cancel culture for what, you know, I mean, she went after it, and I was so proud of that lady. And their restaurant now, I'm hoping, is this busier than it's ever been. And I encourage anyone to read that, because that's kind of where we are as a country, and, and you know, how these cowards that attack on social media, these bots and trolls, and you know, it's kind of like this, Scott. I can go anywhere in the country. Not one person has come up to me and said, you know, what I'm doing is, what are you doing, you know, wrong or make or politicizing and saying that it's all about, you know, wanting this side or the other side. And you know, my whole focus has been getting rid of these electronic voting machines and everyone. Everywhere I go, I don't care if they're a Democrat, Republican, they're all encouraging to try and get us so we have paper ballots in Ann County.
And explain that when it's a bot and troll. What does that mean?
A bot and troll, they're paid by, it's exactly what happened to me back in early 21. And when all these box stores and stuff, when you get, these are paid, they're paid hit jobs. A lot of them are out of China, and there's one that's got 30,000 people in one building in China. And all they do is on all social media, especially Facebook, well, all social media, it doesn't matter what social media site, because they set up these profiles, and most of them, if you look at them, they're easy to tell because they have maybe one friend or zero friends or two or three, but they just put comments on there like, we're going to boycott you, boycott Mike Lindell, MyPillow, boycott like this restaurant. They're going, how can you have them in there? And they're paid just to put these comments on there. They get an hourly wage just to attack. So people think they're real. Well, they, you know, but they're, or that they're, you know, it's just, it's kind of like paid protesters when you see, that'd be very similar. When I did the movie On Plan that time and, the true story of, with Abby Johnson and Planned Parenthood where she left there. We did that movie out in California and all these protesters were across the street and they all yelling for me. They wanted my picture. I walked over there. I go, what are you guys doing? Are you pro-choice here or what? And they go, no, we're just getting paid. And these are what the bots and trolls are. They're just paid attack people or attack. And some of them are electronic where they're not even people behind them. It'll react to whatever the comment is. But obviously there is also a few real people then that react off of that. So we're calling this restaurant up and going, why do you have why do you have Mike Lindell take down his picture? How dare you do that? And she says, he came into our town. We have our economy's bad, supporting our town. And he's famous. We wanted his picture. You know, the staff wanted his picture. And the other guy said, well, why is he the only famous person you put up on your social media and your restaurant? And she said, because he's the only famous person that came in our restaurant. it's a pretty interesting article. But what's happening in our country is people are just, coming at, call it the common sense bucket, and people are open to their eyes are getting open. They really are. I think if this all wouldn't have unraveled the way it is, you know, we skipped right over socialism to communism. I think everybody sees that with people losing, you know, getting their doors bashed in by the FBI and phones taken. I mean, I hear more and more every day they're getting on this phone thing, where they're taking everyone's phones and one of my lawyers said the law has not caught up with technology. When they take your phone, it's like taking your life. It's different than, you know, taking some papers or coming in and you have some papers to get. When they take you, they pretty much take everything you've gotten.
Did you get your phone back?
Absolutely not. No, I sued the government, the FBI, and that's still ongoing.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Well, as always, we're rooting for you. Our listeners love it. Best products on the planet Earth at MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott. Mike, thanks for checking in. God bless you.
All right. Thanks, Scott. God bless everyone. See ya.
The fighter. It doesn't quit. No quitting that guy. Our friend Mike Lindell.
Think about it. Gas prices are over $4 per gallon, and Governor Tim Walz wants to raise them even more by adopting California's crazy fuel standards. Say no to gas station inflation. Think about it. The latest California fuel proposal will raise the cost of gas in Minnesota by $2 per gallon. Working families pay more at the pump, while rich guys drive around in electric cars. Visit nogasstationinflation.com for more information. Think About It is brought to you by Center of the American Experiment, Minnesota's think tank.
At Gateway Building Systems, we understand that the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., we will provide you with Brock solid bins, green dryers, Millwright services, towers, conveyors, and much more. We've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's our mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on our Brock solid bins. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
Hi, Lacey here with Precision Concrete Cutters. You've heard our ads about egress windows. They add sunlight, they provide an escape and add value to your home. All true, but I'd like to let you in on a little secret. You can add an egress window anywhere, even if there's no existing window. I know this because at Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. Precision Concrete Cutters. 701-280-7038. That's 280-7038.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab and go convenience. All day today, personal pepperoni pizza with cheesy or garlic bread, $5.99. Wow. What a deal. Home cooking, grab and go convenience in Harwood, pulled pork today. West Main Avenue, West Fargo, fried chicken or beef tips and gravy. Meatloaf, downtown PetroServe USA location on NP Avenue. Lasagna out in Glendon. Can't go wrong there. Worth a little drive. Meatballs in Ulan. Beef macaroni on 45th. There you go, the Friday lunch specials today. PetroServe USA, home cooking and grab and go convenience. You tell them Scott sent you. You come on in and enjoy it. Also brought to you by MyPillow. Talked to Mike Lindell earlier on the program today. And he, of course, is the inventor of that great MyPillow special. But there's more than pillows. Got a good thank you special going on right now. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code Scott for the best deal. But it's also the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. $49.98. The Giza Dream Sheets at $39.98. The MyPillow topper, the towel set, the mattress. If you click on the radio listener special, you're going to find an overstock sale. You're going to find the sheet sets at $29.98. You're going to find slippers starting at $49.98. That's like $90 off. The children's Bible story pillow is really cool. Sandals, sliders, three-piece towel set at $24.98. That's a great deal. MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. A few leftover texts here for your questions and comments on the day. 701-237-1590 to get yours in. 701-237-1590. How about no more money to Ukraine ever again? Pretty straightforward there, says a listener. Unless there's legislation saying that transparency of where the spending of the funds have gone.
Do you know what the percentage of money that we sent over there is that actually reaches the front lines?
So you're talking about like...
I'll say of the $40 billion we sent, how much of that money is actually going to the front lines for the war effort?
They help them.
Yeah, it's about 30%.
30%?
Yep. So far that they know of, whatever.
Dare I ask, where does the 70 go?
Well, there's all sorts of things. Apparently we're funding the retirement and the pensions of the government of Ukraine. Who knows where it's going? That's the problem, and I think that's the texter has a great point. There's little or no oversight on most of it. I remember $8 billion in that first round of aid to refurbish equipment that was already there. Well, is there any equipment, any list of stuff, any accountability that refurbishing has been done? I guarantee the answer is no. It's just
show me the
action. In the wind.
Show me the...
There's none of it.
Bricks and mortar.
We're all about helping anybody that needs it, really needs it. But I think the need is maybe greater here at home right now than it is in Ukraine.
Texter says, not acknowledging the problems in the election was the reason people protested on January 6th. Politicians in Washington caused it by not looking into anything about the election.
Exactly.
We deserve to be heard, and we still demand a warranted investigation. Imagine how frustrating it is to know the election was unconstitutional, information was suppressed to the people about the laptop, that their elected officials won't do anything and tell them the election was fine. We knew then, and we know now. Is anyone concerned in finding out who is responsible for the Supreme Court leak regarding the abortion decision?
Twelve people it could have been or something. Ted Cruz talked about that when it first happened. They could have found that out in a week. So that your answer is no. No one will ever be. That'll never come out.
Yeah, it's amazing how simple that is. Really,
all of it is right? So simple.
Yeah, shouldn't be that difficult.
And it's not, but they make it that way.
Yeah,
make another word salad. Serve it up.
Texter says, are we still using the same machines? Are they ever hooked up to the Internet? Why aren't senators using factual history and data to show that it doesn't take more than one day to count ballots for an election? Every county that takes days to count is known to have corruption in the elections.
Another text in, 90% of the funds to Ukraine don't leave the DOD. The rest of it goes to Ukraine's parliament to run their government, to their soldiers. Pay their existing bills for energy. The rest goes to the DOD in the military-industrial complex right here in America.
Read the first line again.
The 90% of the funds to Ukraine don't leave the DOD.
Don't leave the DOD.
the Department of Defense.
Right.
I trust that source. Do I know who texted?
90-10.
Yeah.
It's not a good number. We're going to do this all over again on Monday, folks. God bless you one and all.
Have a great weekend.
Exactly right. Go
Sue. I'll say it. Go Hawks.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.